What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The buzzer went off, but the conversation never stops. This is Overtime with Jake Volnick. We are Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Happy Monday, Cleveland. We are a day away from the NBA draft and likely, although going to have to stay tuned, figure out if it happens tonight, a day away from a Giannis Antetokounmpo trade, and the Browns are still, putzing around and creating conversation and things around because things just can't be normal, and the Guardians are losing more games than they're winning, and while we're just having a blast of a weekend, I moved this weekend, absolutely swimmingly, go to pick up a truck, truck's in the wrong place, can't get the truck out, I don't have internet, we've been moved in for 2 days, internet's nowhere to be found, we're having a fun time, a grand old time of just nonstop. We call it a hell month, it is a hell month for a reason, we are in week one of the first official length of it, but we're having fun, we're going to make the most of it, we're going to have a fun time tonight. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here from 7 to 11 on Overtime. We have Jax Gregory on the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. Matt Corrali with us tonight. And again, we have a lot of things to get to, plenty to talk about tonight. But I do want to start with what has been an interesting conversation, not only on the station today, but really throughout. Daryl had an interesting comment that's not even necessarily the first place I heard. I heard Daryl's comments later on throughout the day, right? Flipped on the station, saw Daryl had said something, caught it on social media. But I'm getting texts today regarding one Shedeur Sanders and what could be happening around the Browns. And then on top of it, we have Daryl filling in for Jeff Phelps today, making predictions, theorizing what could happen with the quarterback spot by week one.
I think that there is a scenario in which Shedeur Sanders is not a Cleveland Brown and he gets traded.
How does that happen?
Number one, they draft Brendan Sorsby. So that'd be two quarterbacks that they will have brought in.
Do you
Taylen Green and Sorsby.
Stop. What they're not bringing Sorsby in. Please, just stop. Please don't do that to me for the rest of the day.
I think that there's a possibility that Sorsby... I am convinced that Barry's going to put in a bid on Sorsby. So here's the analogy I used yesterday, Andy, okay? If my phone buzzes right now and says, hey, Daryl, we have zero interest in Brendan Sorsby, okay? I will relay that to the audience. Hey, I just got a text that says the Browns are out on Brendan Sorsby, so we can stop talking about it.
You did not get that text.
I've not gotten that, but I'm just saying. And that's kind of what's happening right now. People are being told the Browns are out on Brendan Sorsby, and that's why that's out there. It's factual, right? I don't believe that to be the case. I think they're absolutely in on Brendan Sorsby in the sense that they're doing their homework and they're preparing to decide whether or not they're going to bid a pick.
So the Sorsby part of this is obviously incredibly interesting because I would lean more into Darryl's camp. If I'm sitting here hearing the fact that Browns are 100% out, no chance that they're interested in Brendan Sorsby, I will almost guarantee the fact that the Browns show up to his pro day. And if he's available in the supplemental draft, I would be very shocked if Andrew Berry came away from that and did not submit a pick. Right, it might not be a winning bid that he puts on Brendan Sorsby, but I would be stunned if Andrew Berry doesn't put any sort of bid. I mean, the fact that you could throw a seventh-round pick at a guy who should be a first-round pick and be like, yeah, we were out on him. You're going to put that in. I think all 32 NFL teams would be morons not to book that. Just the immediate idea that, hey, if this kid shows anything, like even if you're the Kansas City Chiefs or the Buffalo Bills and you're like, hey, we have zero need for a quarterback. Even if I get to week 18 and I play Brendan Sorsby for a game, I'm in the playoffs. Allen or Mahomes is healthy. I don't even have to do anything. And I put him on the field and he looks like a competent NFL quarterback. Is somebody who has a borderline first round grade in what would have been the 2027 class. If he goes out and plays one good game of football, you've already made up the value. And if you're Andrew Berry, that is the number one thing you're thinking about at all times, is how can I extract value out of anything that I could possibly do? Well, turning Brendan Sorsby from even a seventh-round pick into a fourth-round pick is great value for a guy that you wouldn't even barely had to play. Not to mention, Browns are starved of a quarterback. They're interested in it, right? There's a reason we've been sitting here having the Brendan Sorsby conversations over the last week or so. And even beyond that, but there's a reason this conversation continues to happen in Cleveland, because you're desperate for the quarterback, because there's a guy who is a borderline first round pick that you could get for less and you could have on the roster this year. But now, even going past the Sorsby thing, we now have, I think a really interesting dynamic when we talk about the narrative and the conversation that's been had. Now, I do truthfully believe that Shador has played up to snuff to make it an interesting conversation with Deshaun Watson, right? I mean, we've gotten that analysis from basically everybody who is out there watching these quarterbacks compete. Shador looks like he's somewhere on the same plane. But to extend out the quarterback battle, to draw this thing out, to say a lot of nice things about Shador, for Andrew Berry to highlight Shador Sanders very highly about the progress that he's made this offseason, the leaps that he's made as a quarterback, I mean, it could all be true, and I'd like to sit here and tell you and believe that it is true, and that is the way that I lean on this. But also, if you were trying to create more of a value for Shador Sanders, what is the route that you would have taken? You would drum him up. You would make him sound like he's great. You wouldn't name him as your starting quarterback because he can't go out and trade that guy. But to say, hey, we have a veteran in the room, a guy who was once a top five, a quarterback in the NFL, and then go, this guy's on the same plane competing as him. And oh, by the way, we think Deshaun looks great. We think he's fantastic. Todd Monken, I think I got two starting quarterbacks inside of the room right now. All of the things that they have gone to say do line up on the idea of drumming up the value of Shador Sanders. So if you were in the thought process of, we are going to trade him by week one, right? We are going to roll forward with Deshaun. We do not believe in Shador Sanders as the future of our franchise. This is the way you would go about and do it. Again, I like to believe because I like Shador. I think Shador has a promising future, and I'd like to see whether or not he can actually be a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. I am in the department of take bites at the apple, take opportunities on young quarterbacks to actually show me something. But a step-by-step direction of how you would create more value around the quarterback has been exactly what the Browns are doing. I don't think that's a process in all of this that can be denied. And how many times have we talked about the idea of, well, the Browns should be interested in Brendan Sorsby. They should be, going out and considering going and getting the quarterback. And yet always the conversation comes back to, well, you only have so many spots inside of the Browns quarterback room. Sure, you can let loose Dylan Gabriel. It doesn't solve your problem. Deshaun is stuck here. Shador is there. And Sorsby and Taylen Green likely aren't getting past anybody on a practice squad. So unless you want to toss, and it's a six-round pick, you could if you wanted to, but if you want to toss Taylen Green over the practice squad and watch him get poached by somebody else, you have all of that available too. You can make that decision. I just don't think it's one that Todd Monken and the Browns are going to be willing to make. Again, if you have four quarterbacks in the room to start week one, it's not logical. No team in the NFL does it. Somebody has to be gone. And if you are already committing on this idea that, yes, we are going to get a quarterback in 2027, or we are, you know, going to take a look at Brennan Sorsby, Shador's job here is already poached. Like, there is no moving forward with Shador. You have already gone through and admitted, yeah, we're not moving forward with Shador. He's not going to have a real opportunity. Even if I gave a third-round bid to Brennan Sorsby, I'm telling you I don't believe in the quarterback I have in the room. And I think the fact that we still talk about Browns quarterback in 2027, we've always acknowledged the fact that the most likely outcome that happens in this quarterback battle is that there's a new quarterback playing for the Browns next year. They draft somebody in the first round. They're going out and getting a new quarterback because, again, it is unlikely that Shador in one season proves he is the future and you should invest more into a fifth-round pick. You should forego what is going to be or should be a great quarterback class. It's going to be really difficult for Shador to prove that. So if you're Andrew Berry near the Browns and you don't have the utmost confidence, you don't believe Shador can be your answer, this is your next best bet. Shador's value goes down as soon as you take another quarterback. Shador's value goes down as soon as you get Brennan Sorsby, as soon as there's less of a reason to have him there. Everybody looks at the Cleveland Browns and says, you have four quarterbacks, five quarterbacks on the roster. Somebody's got to go. And I can either wait it out, hope Shador's available next year, hope that you're going to come crawling and just looking to have him traded and being willing to take basically anything in order to, you know, get him off your roster. I think that Andrew Berry is not stupid. I don't think he's a moron. He knows what he's doing. So if this is the thought process that's going through his head, if he doesn't believe in Shador, he is following everything by...
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
A step-by-step basis. So again, it wouldn't surprise me. If you don't have the belief, what's the surprise? If this is really, in the Browns' mind, pretty much a gap year, or they truthfully believe Deshaun Watson can be great or can at least be serviceable for them for a season, and Shador's not going to win the starting job, a logical move is to eventually move off of Shador. Again, you are basically just holding a roster spot for him. And he is the one quarterback left on this roster that I think you can get legitimate value for, and you can absolutely get an upgrade in value for, even if it's just a fifth to a fourth round pick. I think there's a lot of teams out there, even looking at their backup quarterback spot, if they think Shador could be a backup quarterback, would be willing to give up what is going to be the equivalent of a fourth round pick, right? Oh, I give up a fourth and I nailed my backup quarterback spot. I feel confident in the guy that I have back there. Maybe a developmental project that I can turn into a starter one day, or I can flip for even higher value if he, you know, ends up progressing into his starting quarterback. It's a easy, what is still pretty much a buy low candidate for a lot of these teams, that it just doesn't cost you much. And I mean, the ceiling is all the way out there. Again, I'd love to believe the Browns are going to be 100% truthful in this, and they are looking at Shador and believe he can be their quarterback. But I mean, that level of belief, if it's not fully there, again, they have done everything in their power to try and drum up interest, try to get teams excited, and, I mean, consider trading for Shador Sanders.
It would not affect this quarterback competition at all. This quarterback competition is Deshaun Watson versus Shador Sanders to either be the short-term or in Shador's case, long-term quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson, not in the plans. Dylan Gabriel, not in the plans. Taylen Green, almost certainly not in the plans. Where do you stand on Shador? I don't know. But Brendan Sorsby would be a redshirt. Brendan Sorsby would be a project. Brendan Sorsby would be adding an asset at a reduced price that could potentially pay off. It has nothing to do with Deshaun versus Shador on July 30th or even August 14th. Nothing at all.
That was Zach Jackson this morning on with Ken and Anthony. And listen, I mean, it is the way that I like to think. I mean, Zach and I would like to be lockstep in that idea that Brendan Sorsby plays no impact into this. And a lot of it would have to do with the fact that he's not getting to the team basically until the start of August, late July, early August. You don't have the time to get caught up to be a starting quarterback. Not certainly not by week one, but probably not even by the fact of, like, I mean, end of the season, how much work are they actually able to do individually as Sorsby to get him caught up to speed, ready to go. It does more so line up in the, you know, redshirt department. So do I think it impacts the quarterback battle in terms of Brendan Sorsby could win the job? No. I don't think that has any impact into whether or not you go out and get him in. If you get him, can you play either of the two quarterbacks? That doesn't do it. It's more so what I just talked about last segment, this idea that taking Brendan Sorsby is an admission that we have no faith in Shador Sanders. Like, you are not drafting Brendan Sorsby in the supplemental draft and then turning around and going, okay, well, that was fun. Shador played well enough. Let's cut Sorsby loose. It's highly unlikely. Again, you could give Shador the opportunity. It's possible that he could show you something, but to reinvest in a quarterback in, I mean, we'll say the third round, the fourth round, I doubt you'd get him with a fourth round pick. So I think third is probably the most logical. You get him in the third round, you don't have a quarterback play a great season, then burn a third round pick in 2027, which is the equivalent of the supplemental draft, and just go, yeah, we're going to keep playing that guy. Again, it would just spell a lack of belief. It might as well lead you to the idea that you can just trade Shador, get any value back, and commit to, yes, Brendan Sorsby is going to play for this team at some point in the future. A young quarterback is going to play for this team at some point in the future. Will roll four with Deshaun. Guess what? You run into an injury problem. Well, They do have Talen Green sitting on the roster. Dylan Gabriel does still exist here, even though I don't think any of us believe he's a starting level quarterback. Or you could do what half the other teams across the NFL do and just go, I'll go find a guy. What the Browns did in 2023, getting Joe Flacco. Same quarterback, different result. What the Bengals did last year. I'll just go get Joe Flacco and hope that he, you know, steadies the ship and gets the season along. You have options available to you. The only thing in front of you is not Shador Sanders. As much as I would love it to be, that should be your main thought process. The Browns have other avenues to go about this if they don't believe Shador is going to be the long-term answer. And ultimately, that's what this boils down into. And again, I think if you were looking to trade him, not to say that it's 100% certain that you are, but Daryl's saying it. I'm getting texts about it today. I mean, we can put some pieces together. Does it mean it's 100% truthful? Does it mean that it's going to happen? But there are clearly rumblings. There are clearly talks about the idea that you could move Shador. And I think there would be a consideration along there. But I don't know what you guys have to say. 216-474-0092. Have the Browns been attempting to drum up interest for Shador Sanders in your eyes? Let's go out to the phones. And Jeffrey is in Cleveland to kick us off. What's going on, Jeffrey?
No, yeah, thanks, Jake. No. Browns has no interest in that guy. Jake, we know A.B., when he talks about a player, he's diplomatic and he used diplomacy. He hasn't said anything quite like he would say when he's interested in a player. A.B., usually, okay, yeah, we usually take a look at all players, no matter what school they're from. If we need them for that position, we take a look at any player. Mm-hmm. AB hasn't said anything like that, so that's the gentleman way of saying we're not interested. I don't think they're interested, and I don't think the Sorfi will make a good fit here anyway. First of all, after football, he'd probably be a blackjack dealer in the casino or some sort of guy on the corner playing three card Molly.
Hey, listen, I heard those dealers. Not a bad backup gig, all right? Not a terrible one.
I don't think Sorfi can't change his hardwiring. He hasn't quit gambling. Come on, man. So as the chips get low and he get dire, he's going to roll the dice. Hey. And no, he will not be rolling them in Cleveland. Go Browns.
Hi, Jeffrey. I appreciate the call. I think that the way that Barry talks, as much as it can be used as an example to throw out a positive for you that they wouldn't be interested in Sorsby, I think I could throw out in the exact opposite way that they would be looking to move off of Shador. I mean, go back a year ago, the way that Andrew Berry talked about a player that was not on his team, something he usually doesn't do, in Travis Hunter, you know, the Shohei Ohtani of football. He could be the next greatest thing. He's a unicorn. All while he had a deal done to send him over to Jacksonville. The guys that he typically talks very highly on are also the guys that Andrew Berry has zero interest in and doesn't truthfully believe in. In the way he's talked about Shador this season, talking about the leaps and bounds he's made, how much progress he's gone through, again, are all of the signs of, I work as a man of value, and I would be looking to trade him. It's such a hard book to read with Barry sitting there, because we sit here and go, well, he's saying nice things. Now, can the guy just say nice things about a player that he actually believes in, or do we always have to read through in between the tea leaves of, oh, is Andrew Berry actually doing that because he believes it, or is Andrew Berry doing that because he's a GM playing the game? And unfortunately, most of the time, it feels like it's Andrew Berry playing the game. Again, he could come out and say nice things. He said nice things about Miles and clearly thought Miles is a great player, also eventually moved him. But he said things, I mean, really nice things about great players that he's legitimately been interested in. But I have to sit here and ask myself every single time this comes up, because it's the way that Andrew Berry plays the game. Let's go back out to the phones. Dustin is in Miami. What's going on, Dustin?
What's up, Jake? How's it going, man?
We're doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm actually a little, mid thunderstorm here. But, just in regard to Shador, man, at the end of the day, I don't even know if Cleveland believes in Shador. There's hype around Shador. Man, if I was to go back home and I walked down Pyrrhus, I walked down Warrensville Center Road, I walked into the Beechwood Mall, I don't care where it is. And I said, who's my quarterback? It's really Shador is going to be that guy? Shador is so, and I'm not saying this about you, Jake, or the show, just in general, he's low content hanging fruit. It's just what it is for the time being, and it's just under the circumstance that it is. we know as real Cleveland Browns fans, this is not like if we're questioning who our quarterback is and where it's coming from, and if there's going to be another, if there's going to be a guy coming in the supplemental round of a draft, we already have our answers. Like if we as Cleveland fans go, well, we could take a flyer on this guy, we already know what the answer is to that. So, you know, until we have the guy, we don't have the guy. And I don't care who it is. I mean, they could drum up as much interest as they want in Shador Sanders. That's fine. That's fair. That's great. But ultimately, if you're drumming up interest in Shador Sanders, Jake, that just means you don't believe in Shador Sanders and he's not the guy. I mean, that's just it. You know when you have it.
Yeah.
We don't know if we have it.
And Dustin, I think you make a really good point, and that's kind of the point I'm laying across here, and I appreciate the call. I think we sit here and have this conversation. None of us do know if Shador's the guy. I mean, part of that is obviously a lack of reps. I think part of that is, a true lack of belief. And you wonder how much that lack of belief extends to the actual organization. I mean, this was not a guy. If Andrew Berry truthfully believes Shador Sanders is going to be the next answer for the Cleveland Browns, he would not have been drafted in the fifth round. He would have been drafted much higher. He would have overrode Kevin Stefanski, never given him the opportunity to draft Dylan Gabriel, and he would have, hammered it home. Shador, at the very least, is a third-round pick for this team. Right? Or you wouldn't have taken a quarterback. If you knew you could have gotten him in the fifth round and you were confident in it and Andrew Berry's playing the value game, you wouldn't have taken another quarterback ahead of him. You wouldn't have allowed it to happen. Reality is that Shador was, in the fifth round, a great value pick for the Cleveland Browns. Couldn't ignore it. I think at this point already, he's probably outperformed the idea of a fifth-round pick. Right? Through the seven games that he played last year, didn't look like a fifth-round pick to me. A guy who is more talented than that. Again, Andrew Berry clearly thought so. That's why he trades up and go gets him. But it doesn't mean you think he's the answer to your franchise. And I think we're staring down the barrel of the idea that it's very possible the Browns aren't believing that. I think you're right when you talk about the fact. I don't think fans are truthfully believing in a lot of that. We're interested to see what it brings. Would I lie to you if I sat here and said, I want to see Shador play because there's a chance? Right, where every other quarterback I think you look at on this roster, there's no opportunity that they're my franchise guy. Don't believe that, obviously, for Deshaun. Don't believe that with Dylan Gabriel. Don't believe that, especially this year with Taylen Green. Shador is my one lasting hope that something could, if I have to be positive about this season, and as a fan, I'm going to be positive about this season. I want to look towards the things that can absolutely go right. Yeah, my only pathway forward without having to draft a quarterback next year is Shador. And again, there is a belief in me. I think there's a chance he could do it, but I sit here every single time we bring it up, every time we have this conversation, and I remind people, the most likely scenario you have is drafting a quarterback in next year's draft or taking Brendan Sorsby. Not that I have belief in Brendan Sorsby, but those are your opportunities and your pathways forward. Those are the most likely outcomes you walk into. And it's why, if I sit here, am I supposed to argue with Andrew Berry if this is a drum up interest, a try to drive up the trade value, especially if I don't think he's winning the starting job? If I'm walking away from this and there's something on the back end and I don't know this, I'm theorizing. But if I'm Andrew Berry and Todd Monken, I go, Shador might be there talent-wise. He might be able to make the throws. Things might look good. But there's just something different about him trying to command the offense that he doesn't have whatever Deshaun has, and it's going to lead to Deshaun getting the job. There is an argument not to have Shador on the roster. Again, especially if you don't have a high belief that Deshaun's going to drive you to be a great team this year, and you need the best possible backup. If you're already looking at this as a bridge year, which I think the Browns are going to try to win as many games as they possibly can. Andrew Berry has not done anything this offseason that screams, we are tanking, we are not trying to win any games whatsoever. But if you just don't think that this is a year where you can make a playoff run and surprise people, but it's instead, hey, let's see how many wins we can get under a belt and see how much we've actually pushed forward, how close we are to competing, then yeah. You've already started to, make the move on, and Deshaun is a viable option at that point. Bridge quarterback into maybe playing Taylen Green, maybe playing Dylan Gabriel is an option for you. You don't necessarily need Shador. You could be playing the value game. And I think if he's not going to win the job, Andrew Berry would be right. Yeah, go through and trade him. You can get through the season. You can use Shador in case Deshaun gets injured, which, I mean, if anything in a Browns uniform has told us that is a fairly likely outcome that could happen. I mean, you could keep him around, but at that point, if you're going to quarterback two, is it like you're turning it around and going to a playoff game? Or are you trying to get through the season? Are you trying to survive? I would say when your starting quarterback comes down, basically in every team in the history of football, a majority of them, 95% when the starting quarterback goes down, your season's pretty much shot and it's get us to the end of the year. Right, try to win as many games. Maybe we have something in the backup. Maybe we developed a guy good enough or brought in a veteran that can steady the ship and get us as far as we can go. Likely when the injury occurs, your ideas of being a playoff team, your ideas of making a legitimate run.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's the refreshing!
Have pretty much gone out the window. Again, if you don't think Shador is going to be the guy, and you're starting Deshaun over him, even if Deshaun got hurt in week three, 14 weeks of Shador going to convince me he's my starting quarterback? There's a chance, but it ain't great. We do have to take a listen to the most pressing things said by our station's guests today. We get it done with the station buzz. All right, let's kick things off. Zach Jackson of The Athletic on this morning with Ken and Anthony. And he talked about his view on what it would be like if the Browns were not in on Brendan Sorsby.
Where the Browns are
And the fact that Sorsby would be kind of a red shirt player anyway, and where they've put themselves with this, like, it's almost malpractice to not make a bid. So like I said, if he was throwing games or there's something deeper, darker in here, then no. But I just look at it like I don't buy the argument that they have enough drama at the position or they have enough uncertainty at the position. Like, that's why you have to do it. They've had decades of drama and uncertainty at this position, and this is an organization that has not run from red flags. They've run to them. Why would that stop now, especially when you have the opportunity to say, okay, we have two early fourth-round picks that we could bid, or could we go with a third-round pick? I'd probably have to start with the three. There's much more nuance to the conversation, but you know, I just don't think any of the teams that have that are like the Browns, Cardinals, Jets, Dolphins, right? And they're all different, but they're kind of similar in this vein. I don't think anybody's going there with a two the way that the league values high twos right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that anybody's putting in a two, but I think Zach has this completely right. Like, if you're sitting here and don't think you have a quarterback for your future, how could you not put a bid in on Brennan Sorsby? Like, again, yeah, the gambling is a problem. There's a lot of things that are a problem, but go find me. I understand the Browns quarterback room has all the drama in the world in it right now between Shador and the outside noise, between Deshaun Watson and off the field things and the injuries. There's a million different points of drama sitting in that room. Go find me a quarterback room where you don't have your answer at quarterback that doesn't have a little bit of drama in it. Like, I mean, it's pretty clear. It feels very obvious. I mean, the Jets right now are playing Geno Smith, who's creating drama for himself off the field at the moment. The Vikings don't have their quarterback of the future. We have Kyler versus J.J. McCarthy, two guys who sound like they don't like each other. There's always drama sitting there, especially while you have multiple guys competing for the job. Drama's going to exist. There's no such thing as too much drama around the quarterback spot, because when you have the drama, unless you have Aaron Rodgers on your team, then you don't have the quarterback and you need to go find something. Go add to the room. He's a good enough player that, yes, you're absolutely, I mean, you should be sitting there considering putting in a third round pick bid on him. That's as simple as it is. If you think he can be your quarterback of the future, if you believe in that, based on what you've seen on the field, and you don't think he's going to go gambling on the NFL, and you feel pretty confident in that, I mean, to not put that bid in would be crazy. Even if you fear the gambling thing, to not put a bid in is still crazy. I mean, again, would I take the risk of one of my players gambling on the NFL if he was a six-round pick? Yeah, I would take that risk, guys. I think you take that risk basically with every six-round pick you have in today's day and age. Nobody thought Emmanuel Clase was gambling on the game. He was, and the guy was, I mean, he wasn't getting paid like a top closer in the league, but he certainly was one, still going through and doing it. It doesn't stop you. You can still have that problem. You don't have to have priors. Every guy is at that fear. With the way that we live right now, Jontay Porter in the NBA is an absolute nobody. Didn't stop him from gambling on the games. It is a very simple path in the world that we live in. You take that risk, you take that, I mean, the free pun, you take the gamble. You really do. All right, let's keep it moving. Joe DeLeon, A to Z Sports, on with Afternoon Drive today. And he thought, the situation for the Browns, maybe not that great of one for Brennan Sorsby.
The one game that I keep saying is the worst possible destination for him, for me, is the Cleveland Browns, and I think it's for both sides. The side for the Browns is that you decided to put off entering the quarterback market this past draft, and instead what you did was fantastic. I was excited about the draft class for the Browns this past year. You did the right thing by extremely bolstering the foundation so that in 2027, with a much more talented quarterback class, you take that guy that you really love, depending on where you're picking, and then you start to build around that player. The Browns are going to be one of these teams that are going to be sadly picking in top five, probably, because they don't have a settled quarterback situation, and that's to their benefit. For Sorsby's case, with the negative attention that goes to Deshaun Watson, with the attention that Shador Sanders gets because he has somehow the biggest fan base out of any quarterback in the NFL, despite not really being a confirmed starter and probably won't be the Browns starter, I feel like it would just add another distraction.
And listen, like, there's an argument to be made. I just told you I don't really care about the distraction side of it. The argument to be made is you want a quarterback in the 27 class. Well, if the Browns don't believe in Brennan Sorsby on the field, then you shouldn't be putting in a third-round bid on him. Again, a bid still makes sense. Third round shouldn't happen. If you didn't think he was going to be a first rounder, then you don't feel like you're getting that much of a steal. But if you do feel like he's going to be a first rounder, if you do think he can be a franchise quarterback, then you're getting the steal. Like, it is a very simple aspect to it. And I think even as the Browns sit here, and could they be a top five pick? They absolutely could be. Do I think they're going to be number one? Absolutely not. Do I think they're going to be top three? I mean, most signs point towards no. So out of all of that, you're still most likely not getting any away. I mean, whoever ends up being at the top, probably Arch Manning, Dante Moore. You probably don't actually end up in the cards for those players anyway. Cardinals probably have a better pathway to that. Jets probably have a better pathway. Dolphins probably have a better pathway. They're a team set up with a much worse current roster that are going to more than likely play worse than you do this year, especially with the way that the Browns schedule lines up, having one of the easiest schedules in the NFL, both by travel and difficulty. You're set up to win games this season. You're probably not drafting in the top five. And if you think Brendan Sorsby is anywhere from like the fourth to sixth best quarterback in this class and have a first round grade on him, again, it is where it all lines up to make sense. Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com, on with Baskin and Phelps today. And he talked about what we've learned about the Browns' future at quarterback.
I think these 2 years are outliers because the Deshaun Watson contract that mucks everything up, and you can only do so much, and you're tied to him for $46 million this year. It just makes it really difficult to move on, and then you get the young guy in Shadur. So I think after this year, you'll get a much better sense, and then theoretically either it'll be Shadur Sanders as your starter, or you go draft the guy that you plan to be your starter for the next decade, and then you can have some stability there. But right now, I think it's really trying to patch things together, and I certainly think that's how it was the year before, too.
I mean, how could you even make an argument against Scott at this point? Like, hey, the Browns have not done anything to set themselves up for quarterback of the future, other than Shadur playing, I mean, moderately well. But they did not have a plan moving forward for, future quarterback in the league. The Browns have not done that. Signing Deshaun Watson to a contract that was worth $230 million almost immediately took you out of that race, especially that in the last 2 years, you have not had multiple quarterback drafts. Right? Like, guys at the top where you were drafting second overall and you were drafting six overall, there hasn't been a clear quarterback. You absolutely taken that spot where in most years, I would say there's more than likely a chance that you feel really good about drafting a quarterback that early. Like, most of the quarterback drafts we see do have two or three guys sitting at the top. But yes, the second overall pick would make sense. The sixth overall pick would make sense. But where you sit right now, it just doesn't line up. Like, the drafts have not aligned for you to have two things at once. So you did the next best thing. You said, we're going to throw a couple of darts. We're going to see if one of them really sticks. But more than likely, we are buying time until we can draft our quarterback of the future. After this year is where everything starts to make more sense. It's where the Browns quarterback room, like most teams in the NFL, actually starts to open up. You don't have the roadblock of Deshaun and the massive contract and dead cap sitting over your head. You don't have, having to be taking stabs on third and fifth round quarterbacks and older guys along the way. You have to sit here and stand in a way that you're sitting and waiting to just get to 2027 where I actually have the chance to take a quarterback. All right, Kristen Peek, NBA.com, on with Afternoon Drive today, talking about a potential Giannis move and another team that could jump in the mix.
I think either one of those teams is going to have to bring a third team in order for Milwaukee to get what they want. Listen, they're hunting for another top 10 pick in this year's draft. That would be, and then plus another asset. So, you know, for a player like Giannis, I know, you know, Giannis, what did he say? He said, I don't want to leave Milwaukee. I just want to leave the Bucks. Like, the line has been drawn in the sand. I think they're absolutely going to try to move him. Whether that's going to be tomorrow night for the draft or a little bit later, we'll still see. We always talk about this sort of thing, and then you know what ends up happening? The entire draft is chalk and boring, and we all got worked up for nothing.
It does happen a lot. It just doesn't feel like, from a lot of the reporting we've gotten today, it feels like that's going to be a move that's made. And if it's not made by the draft, we are certainly going to get that move made, I think, very shortly after. Giannis is not going to stay in and be a Milwaukee Buck. And obviously, the two teams that Kristen's talking about are the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. I can kind of see the route where Boston doesn't have enough to give up on their own to go get Giannis. We obviously, broke down the Boston side of it pretty heavily before. Jaylen Brown, like, doesn't really line up with what Milwaukee wants. They don't really have a young rising star that makes sense in place of him. So I think a third team definitely lines up in that department. But I think when you talk about Miami, I mean, it definitely gets a little bit more interesting. Like, Bam exists, although I don't think they want to move him. I don't think that's who Milwaukee would want. Tyler Hero is, I mean, semi-interesting, especially with draft capital attached to it. It's just, a deal is going to get made at some point, and we are eventually going to get this move made inside of the East, and the Cavs are going to have to be sitting here paying attention. I'm awaiting this news. I'll be sitting here between the breaks, refreshing social media, making sure we don't have a Giannis deal, I mean, coming through right below our noses. And when we get to tomorrow, if that deal's still not made, I'll still be paying heavy attention to it. I'll be waiting for Giannis to be moved. Again, it makes sense for all three parties involved in this, whether it be Milwaukee and Boston or whether it be Milwaukee and Miami. Those are two teams that, I mean, could you use Giannis? I don't know if there's a single team in the NBA who couldn't use him. He's a great player. As long as he's healthy, he's going to help you in your quest to try to win a championship. But, I mean, for Milwaukee specifically, I think all signs point to the idea that it's not working with Giannis right now. You don't have the tools and the assets to build around him. You need to clearly get out from under that contract. You need to move on. So I think Milwaukee will be the one eager to get a deal done here. And I don't think anybody is going to sit and wait and kind of twiddle their thumbs at the idea of adding Giannis. Like, teams that are aggressive, teams that are looking to make moves and try to get over this hump, whether it be Miami trying to get out of the play-in and actually be a playoff contender, or whether it be Boston trying to get back to a championship. Again, Giannis pushes you in the direction of make things happen, make this look a lot better. I think you're eventually going to start to make that push. You're going to see that come through. And I think both these teams, again, are going to be very active when it comes to trying to make a deal on draft night, especially if that's where Milwaukee wants to have the deal made.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.